speaking of not playing right now, fall high school playoffs, boys football, girls volleyball, girls swimming and diving, still on hold with the extension of the restrictions yesterday out of Lansing. Mark Ewell, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, is standing by. And Mark, what's the latest on high school sports for boys and girls in the state of Michigan?
Well, we're continuing to be on hold. The three-week pause has now become a five-week pause. To say that we were disappointed in yesterday's announcement would be an understatement. We had put together an incredibly well-thought-out plan, citing all of our evidence and data that we have collected from the first day of fall practice in August, and a very reasonable plan to let our three ongoing fall tournaments, football, volleyball, and swim, be able to get the closure and to do it safely during the month of December. Had productive conversations with those decision makers leading up to yesterday, and of course we get a courtesy phone call a few minutes before the governor's press conference to let us know that the extension of the pause is going to go on another 12 days, and our status is unchanged. So I'm all about following the science and the data and the metrics. What we were told in that phone conversation is that the epidemiology would not allow sports to resume, which would have been tomorrow. And of course, when asked for specifics of that epidemiology or copies or evidence, we're still waiting for that. So a disappointing day yesterday. But the one thing that sports teaches you is when you get knocked down, you need to dust yourself off and get right back up. So we're going to convene a meeting of our board tomorrow, and we'll see where we go next. I'll repeat this for your normal listeners. This will be just over and over again. But going back to June, Bill, our goal is three seasons that will all reach the finish line, and that goal has not changed. We still have some time here in front of us. But certainly had a good, safe plan put together to let fall finish yet during the month of December. And very disappointed we weren't given that opportunity or option yesterday.
All right, so we talked about the data in a previous interview that the Michigan High School Athletic Association, some of your advisors, your executive council, you had put together. We went over it on air. That's the data you presented to the governor's office and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. For people who haven't heard that data that backed up why you thought it was safe to resume fall sports and even begin winter sports, can you drop some of those numbers for the people listening across Michigan?
Sure can. So the 9 weeks that we were able to play football this year, we had ranges of teams that were able to play each week ranging from a low of 95% to a high of 98.5%. So the 6 weeks of the regular season and the 3 weeks of the tournament that we were able to play, we had each week anywhere from 95 to 98.5% of our football teams that were able to play and play safely. Very similar data in volleyball to where those numbers ranged anywhere from a low of 94% all the way up to, again, a little bit north of 98%. And then all of our other fall sports, Bill, we were never below 97% at any time during the fall season. So if it's about following the science and the data, certainly you look at, you know, how our state government has handled things, is they've looked and said, okay, we can't open up everything in society, all business, all gatherings, those kinds of things. So let's strategically kind of pick and choose the ones that we believe can re-engage and reopen the most safe. And we've all tried to do that here going back to probably, what, last May when things slowly started to open back up. When it comes to school and school sports in normal times, I would agree that the optics of not having in-person education but still playing athletics is not ideal. In normal times, that is not ideal. However, these are anything but normal times. And if we believe that over the next 2 to 3 weeks until the holidays, that it's still not safe to bring every high school student back to campus and to have all in-person education, that there's still some heartburn or some issues there. I can understand that. But why can't we open up the parts of programs connected to the school that can be reopened and re-engaged safely? And that was really our ask when it came to athletics, that, you know what, you'd be bringing kids back to school, to campus, over the next 3 weeks in the same defined groups of kids with the same adults day after day. We would continue to play with a mask on, which has not been required of high school athletes in any other state in the country, as it has been in Michigan. So we were going to continue to play with masks, and then we were also going to add the step of no spectators. So these would be kids in all of the data and the metrics showing the infection rates of teenagers. We would have had our kids together over the next 3 weeks, providing an incredible mental health opportunity for them to be able to finish their seasons, to get closure, following the science and the data. And I think the most frustrating thing is we still have yet to be given a good answer of why our plan didn't make sense. And I think that's probably the thing I've had the hardest time, is I've, you know, thought about this every minute since 2:30 yesterday afternoon about what we could have done differently or better. It's, again, if we're going to follow the science and the data, and there's science and data that says, here, this is why you shouldn't be playing over the next 3 weeks, you know what, you provide that to me and you can explain it to me, and I'll become the biggest supporter of that, because I'm someone who's a geek, a numbers guy, and always been very systemic in terms of things like that. But that's, Bill, why and you can probably hear the frustration today. Because everything we tried to do was not based on hope. It was based on our metrics going back to early August, and we weren't given that opportunity.
Mark Huell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us here on the Huell Show across Michigan, talking about the governor extending the shutdown restrictions, whatever you want to call it, through another 11-day period. Now, that will take you up to Christmas break, so it will be tough to begin any sport until after the first of the year. But Mark, you mentioned at the start of this conversation that you got the courtesy call just before the governor's press conference yesterday, and you were told epidemiology was saying no to sports. And I looked up the definition of epidemiology. It's a study and analysis of the distribution pattern and determinants of health and disease conditions in a defined population. So if you look at your defined population from your data that you just read on air, that you gave to the governor's office and to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, it showed that the COVID-19 had not become an outbreak center with kids playing high school sports and even youth sports.
Not at all. Actually, the data, not just in Michigan, it's been across the country, that has been the consistent finding, that even in a contact sport like football or soccer, where everybody thought, speculatively, that these would be these super spreader events, and it just simply did not happen. You know, some would then say, well, Mark, what about all the outbreaks we're seeing at the college level? I would bet you dollars to donuts that their outbreak issues, Bill, aren't with kids being around each other outside on the practice field or at games. With college kids, it's them in the dorm, it's in the cafeteria, it's in the meeting rooms. You know, some of these Division I football programs, I mean, their kids never leave the football facility where you've got 100-plus people indoors a good chunk of the day. So again, you know, our kids go to practice and they go home. Our kids go play a game and they go home, especially now with education being done virtually. Again, we had a safe plan put together that was based on the data. And you know what was, and I'll even say what was a little disappointing is in the prepared remarks yesterday from our three government leaders. They didn't even bring up sports during the remarks. It was only because of a reporter's question at the very end of the press conference where the issue even came up. And again, it's we've been very willing partners. We have tried to engage and communicate at every single step. We're here to help, and again, just a some frustration that, you know, we're going to put behind us here as quickly as we can and refocus and meet with our board tomorrow and see what the path forward looks like.
Well, as I mentioned, with that extension out pushing up to December 19th, that's the minimum. It could be extended after that. So you're looking at most schools that are on their Christmas break. So I assume with your executive team, your executive council at the Michigan High School Athletic Association, that now you'll look at a plan and how do you resume the winter sports, or how do you resume their practices and begin preparing for games, and how do you finish the fall sports, and how do you do that starting after first week of January when Michigan high schools open back up after the Christmas break, correct?
That's the plan, and I'm not even going to put dates. I'm not sure that our board tomorrow is going to put dates to paper, because I'm not going to go through that treadmill exercise again of you know, the pause ending on this date, and then us planning, us sharing that plan, asking for some critical feedback and analysis from the decision makers, really not getting any concerns, and then you know, you wait until the next announcement, and you've got a bunch of kids across our state who end up very frustrated and disappointed. So certainly the timing of the extension right before the holidays presents an awful lot of challenges. And as we have since last March, we're just going to take things on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. And again, I'll just repeat the goal one more time, Bill. It's still to have three seasons that all see their conclusion. And that's the thing that's getting us up and keeping us going right now, that's for sure.
Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, with an update on where fall sports are at, winter sports, and as he mentioned, he'll meet with his executive council on a Zoom session tomorrow, and they'll start to put together some plans, but not specific dates. And Mark did reiterate that the data and the medical science was given to the governor's office and to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, and epidemiology said that it's not okay to go back and finish fall sports or resume winter sports. So we'll see what happens moving forward here. Mark, always appreciate the update, and we'll stay in touch.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Mark Ewell joining us from Lansing.